With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We're with Jeff Capel from, obviously, Pitt head basketball coach here. And we do have some news that I want to just get your thoughts on. This comes from Jeff Goodman, who's very plugged into college basketball. He said this just in: college basketball underclassmen can sign with and accept permissible benefits from an NCAA-certified agent and still retain their eligibility and return to school. Jeff, what does that mean, and what does that mean for programs like Pitt?
It's interesting because I'm just hearing that. I haven't heard. I've actually, for the past couple of days, tried to stay off social media a little bit because of all the negativity with what's going on. I should say the reality of what's going on. I think you're going to see more kids testing the waters now. That's what I think will happen with that. I think it's a good decision. I do think they should be able to get informed information. To me, my initial thought, my knee-jerk reaction to that is, it's another example of, I think there's a divide there. I think that sometimes a kid and his parents don't think that the coaches may be giving them accurate information. I'll never forget this. When I was at Oklahoma, it was after my second year, Blake Griffin had just completed his freshman season. And he had an opportunity, obviously, to go pro. And we met, and I told him, listen, the very first thing, man, like, you and I have to be on the same page. You're going to be hearing stuff that I'm going to lie to you to try to get you to come back. And that's not the case. Like, it's your decision. I just want to support it and get you accurate information. But that's what happens in these situations. These kids, their families, they're getting a lot of information, and a lot of it could be, hey, don't trust the coach. He's going to try to get you to come back for his own game. So that's one of my initial reactions. It's going to be really interesting how the agents get certified. Is that a thing in each state? There are different qualifications for each state. Is it something where it's, like what if an agent doesn't want to go through the certification process? I remember when that initially came out, that the agents had to do that. A lot of agents balked at it. So it's going to be interesting to see how it plays out.
Jeff, how does it affect the way you do your job, in the sense of what you to me, it sounds like at first when you're describing, maybe the immediate impact that players will be able to get better information and test the waters and make a more informed decision. That seems like a good thing. Seems like it might make your life easier, that guys aren't going to be distrusting or having voices in their head. But then what you just say right there is, it sounds like there's a lot more red tape, bureaucratic stuff going on that you're going to have to also maybe keep your eye on, because you don't want somebody that's not a certified agent coming in and something like that happening. So how does that affect you in terms of the way you will do your job?
Well, it affects us. I mean, this will be big. And the reason I say that is that even though an agent can be certified by the NCAA, it doesn't mean that they're a good agent. It doesn't mean that they're given accurate information. I mean, this is all a business. And agents get money off of the player turning pro. They don't get money by a kid going back to school. There's nothing in it for them for that. So if an agent's going to, invest money as far as paying for flights, paying for, different things. And again, I don't know the extent of the rule yet. But if an agent can pay for these things, that's not for free. And so whether it's NBA or whether it's overseas, a lot of people don't know. An agent, for most standard NBA contracts, an agent can get 4%. That's kind of the normal rate. If you're a really good player, you can negotiate that down. If you're someone that's going to be a high pick, you can negotiate that down to 3-2%. People overseas, they get 10%. And so, you know, it may not be NBA, but it could be more kids leaving early for overseas jobs. How are they going to control these runners? I mean, look, that's the world I live in.
Yeah.
That's the reality. And even though they're certified, that doesn't mean everyone that works for them will be certified. Everyone that's in representing that, you know, that particular agent will be certified. And so that's the world we live in. There's a lot of information circulating out, you know, like out there. There are a lot of people trying to get to these kids, trying to get to their parents. There are more avenues for them to do it now because of the social media and because of the direct message aspect of those things. And so it's going to be really interesting. I mean, every year you see the transfer portal going up.
Mm-hmm.
These numbers are astronomical. You know, it'll be interesting in light of what we're going through right now in the world with the COVID-19 if the NCAA decides to table the one-time transfer thing. I think, that, you know, from information I heard, that vote was supposed to be coming up in April. I think they may push that to June. If that goes into effect at some point, at any point, those numbers will continue to go up. And the way that we recruit, the way college basketball recruits, college coaches, really all of college athletics, that will change greatly.
Jeff Capel, Pitt basketball coach, joining us. A good time, too, because there are some news items coming down here that affect Pitt basketball, you'd think. One of them is that the NCAA is expected, Jeff, in the next 2 hours to announce a ruling on whether seniors, winter sports seniors, will get another year of eligibility. That's already happened with the spring sports. What do you kind of want to see come of that, and what do you think will happen with that, Jeff?
Yeah, you know, I don't think it should happen for the winter sports, and I don't mean to be harsh by that or anything, but, you know, this is what's going on in this country, all over the world, but especially in our country right now, is bigger than basketball. And it's really unfortunate. I feel for those, all of the players, especially the seniors, and especially for the young men and women in basketball, that maybe this was their first time going to the NCAA tournament or having an opportunity. So I feel for them. But this is real, like, this is life. This is real life. And we got 98% of our season in. So I don't think it should happen in our sport. If they do it, then I'm supportive of it. But I just don't think it should happen. The thing that would be interesting to me is how many of them would want to. You know, normally when you're a senior, man, like, you're ready kind of to move on. You know, especially if you're graduating, you know, you're ready to move on. You don't really want to do school anymore. If you have an opportunity, you know, to pursue a professional career, whether it's, you know, in basketball, whether it's here in the United States, or you have an opportunity overseas, you know, you're kind of ready to do that. But it's not something that I think that should happen.
What would be the kind of consequence? I think, like, people on the outside maybe see the sentimental part of the story, Jeff, and they empathize with these kids or sympathize with these kids who are being denied maybe that first trip to the tournament. What's the trickle-down effect if that year of eligibility is extended to seniors for next year that maybe makes it problematic moving forward?
Well, you know, to me, it would just be like, you know, how do you implement it? Is it just for the seniors that were going to be in the tournament? Like, our season was over with. We finished Wednesday. They canceled everything starting on Thursday. And so what our seniors, like, we didn't have a chance at the NCAA tournament. So the teams that didn't have a chance to make the NCAA tournament, would it be their guys? Would it be only the teams that were still left playing? You know, what would you do with the scholarships? You know, I think it's, like, I understand the sentiment. Like I said, I feel bad for it, but there's also a monetary piece to this as well. You know, people talk about all the stuff, the NCAA and things like that. Well, I was on the NABC board back when I was the head coach at Oklahoma, and I know that was a while ago, but when I was on that board, men's basketball and the contracts for men's basketball made up, I think, 95% of the money that the NCAA received on an annual basis. There was no NCAA tournament. Obviously, there's a loss of revenue there. that all Division One, Division Two, Division Three NCAA teams, you don't get this year, or it's going to be a lot less. And so how would you handle the scholarships? You know, instead of being 13, because you already have kids signed. Most people already have kids signed. Would they increase the scholarships? Whose budget can fix that? Would that be, you know, a thing that each institution decides? Can you afford it? What does that do to the other sports? And so that's what I mean. Like, it's, look, I understand the sentiment about it, but man, we're dealing with some real stuff out here.
Yeah.
And some stuff that's affecting the world, that's affecting college athletics, and that may have a lasting effect on this, man, that could completely change it. And so that's why I just think there are too many things where it shouldn't happen.
Great catching up with Pitt basketball coach Jeff Capel here on 93.7 The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.